It's Chicago's afternoon news here on 720 WGN. All right. This was predicted after the Texas law that would allow individuals to sue others sort of as a bounty for abortion procedures that are counter to their new law there. The idea was that Democrats were going to respond, and it looks as if there's an effort here in Illinois. Representative Margaret Croak joins us now, a Democrat from Chicago. Representative, welcome.
Hi, Steve. So glad to be here.
Okay, wait. So I should just say this isn't your first time on WGN Radio, right?
No, it is not. I grew up listening to WGN, so I've called in quite a few times, specifically to Kathy and Judy, because that was what my mom listened to. But I've given my my real thoughtful remarks on Harry Potter, as well as a Roger Federer and a Nadal match.
Yeah, so, I remember those calls, Representative. I remember them clearly.
Yeah, exactly, right?
Okay, so what's all this about now? You want a state law that would allow people to sue over gun purchases that are used in guns that are used in crimes, or explain this to me.
Yes, so this legislation allows for a person to bring a civil lawsuit when a unlawful bodily injury occurs with a gun to the gun manufacturer, the dealer, or in some cases, the straw dealer. We've defined dealer a bit more expansive than it typically is thought of. So individual, if there is a gun crime that occurs in Illinois, they can bring a civil suit.
We're talking to Representative Margaret Croak. I thought gun manufacturers already had an immunity to suits such as this. Do they not?
They do. I'm of the opinion that when I see a bad law, even at the federal level, it deserves to be challenged. So this is an instance where I think that we should be challenging existing legislation, and we've done that throughout our country's history. I will also add that the legislation has a severability clause. So if there are particular portions that the court decides are unconstitutional, that doesn't throw out the entire bill. So I have a goal of really going after a lot of the illegal gun purchases and transfers as well. And I believe that is not immune to civil legislation or civil suits.
So Representative, could anyone file a suit similar to the Texas abortion law, or would you have to have been harmed in some way by the gun, by the gun's
usage? It can be anyone.
Okay.
So it can be any individual or resident in Illinois, and it is one lawsuit per bodily injury, an unlawful bodily injury. So there was a great Chicago Tribune story where they talked about a gun that had been used in 27 different gun crimes. Yeah, so that would be 27 different lawsuits.
Okay, if I had read that story, could I then sue the gun manufacturer even though I had nothing to do with any of the crimes?
If you're an Illinois resident, yeah.
Okay.
And I would argue that even though you had nothing to do, you were not, you know, directly impacted as someone who was maybe injured. I had a situation yesterday where someone was mugged at gunpoint right outside my home, and I've got a 20-month-old. How does that not impact me?
Sure.
How does that gun violence epidemic not impact me when I am now nervous about going outside my home at 9 o'clock at night? I think I have a right to try and prevent that from happening, and I think this bill is a deterrent.
We're talking to State Representative Margaret Croak, a Democrat from Chicago, and she's introduced a bill that would allow any of us Illinois residents to sue gun manufacturers or gun shops or things such as that when a gun is involved in a crime. Now, Representative, do you think it's a good idea that anyone in Texas can sue anyone over abortion?
That's not really for me to say. The court has decided that there is a sound legal argument for the ability to do that. And as someone who lives in Illinois and is seeing our city ravaged by gun violence, I feel like there's an opportunity for me to exploit that legal thinking and that decision and have it actually work towards saving lives. And I think that this bill does it.
So, I mean, a lot of Democrats call it vigilantism in Texas. You're saying whether it is or not, it doesn't matter. If that's going to be the established law, we're going to use it for good here.
Yes.
Are you concerned about this? It will be the Wild West of lawsuits. Who knows what's coming next?
Well, you know, we do, I will say, we seem to have a pretty litigious society, and I think there will be lawsuits. I definitely think there will be lawsuits if this legislation is passed. But again, that is something the Supreme Court has said is permissible and they're going to allow in Texas. And I think that if they're going to do that, then we should, again, try to do something that does some good. And if there's anything I can possibly do to prevent gun crimes, I'm going to do it.
Do you have a sponsorship on the Senate side, or what are your prospects here, you think?
I don't have a sponsor on the Senate side, but that's only because the legislation is quite new, and I tend to like to speak to my Senate sponsors and make sure they're maybe as passionate as I am on certain pieces of legislation. I have ongoing conversations with the Speaker's office and the Governor's office, and I hope to continue those and see if we can get a path forward on the bill and see if we can move it.
Representative Margaret Croke, it was nice to talk to you again, and I wish you success. Thanks very much for joining us today.
Thank you so much.
Absolutely. Bye-bye. It's Chicago's Afternoon News. So what do you think of this? Is this a good for the goose, good for the gander sort of situation, or is she taking a bad approach or good? Well, I don't know. Well, you tell me what you think. Is this a good approach or a bad approach to all of this? It seems to me that Pandora's box could be being opened here, but maybe it's a way to crack down on gun violence. 312-981-7200 is the telephone number. We'll take your texts and calls. Calls are preferred so we can have a lively discussion, as Cup used to say. It's Chicago's Afternoon News. Let's check in now with Mary. You're listening to Chicago's Afternoon News here on 720 WGN. All right, we're talking about this proposed piece of legislation from Democrat Representative Margaret Croke, a House Democrat from Springfield, or districts in Chicago. She wants, it's kind of similar to, borrowing from the Texas abortion law, where anyone can sue anyone. And so she thinks that we should be able to sue here in Illinois, gun manufacturers, gun stores, or anyone holding a gun or that sort of situation to combat gun violence. I'm stammering, and I did coming out of the break, too, because it's kind of a upside down sort of thing to explain. I'm interested in what you think. 312-981-7200. We'll start with John. John, welcome to WGN.
Hey, how you doing?
I'm doing well. What do you think about all this?
Well, it sounds kind of ridiculous to me that we would hold a manufacturer that's making and selling a legal product responsible for what any end user does. I mean, if I run somebody over with a car, can you sue the car manufacturer because I did that? Tool manufacturer, I beat somebody with a hammer. I would think it would almost kill manufacturing in the U.S. People would just say, well, then I'm not going to make that stuff.
Well, I think, and I brought it up in the interview with the representative, that the gun manufacturers do have some immunity now. I don't know exactly what the rationale for that is, or if it must have been a court case. But look, there have been many cases against the opioid manufacturers and settlements because those were marketed in a way that turned out to be dangerous to hundreds of thousands of people, if not more. So there, I mean, I get what you're saying. I don't know that I think this is a good idea, but I think it can be done in some cases, right? I mean, there opioid settlements.
I think with the opioid settlement, you know, you could make a case and say that those manufacturers knew that was a product that was going to be harmful to other people. You know, in essence, they didn't do the proper testing. They were selling opioids and saying, oh, they're totally safe, they're not addictive, you don't have to worry about it. So there was deception in how those were marketed. And certainly if a gun manufacturer does something deceptive that causes people to die or get injured,
what would that be, John?
Right? You can sue them for that.
What would that be? Would that be selling automatic or manufacturing automatic weapons?
I don't think it would be. I don't even know what an example would be if they make a gun that they know is going to blow up in your hand and injure you if you try and fire it, you know?
Yeah.
I don't know. It's just that with the comparison of the opioids, say those manufacturers had an ability to know the dangers of that product and deliberately misled, you know, everybody when they were selling those products. So in a case like that, I could see, you know, there's a legal background for why you would want to do something against that manufacturer.
Yeah, I get you.
Like I said, if I'm selling a car, I don't know you're going to take it out and run somebody over. How could I control that ever.
Right. I agree with you. I would be, and I'm not qualified to do it. You've said you're not either, but I wonder if there's someone who could make the argument for the marketing of guns. I don't know. I don't think it's going to come out of legislation like this, though. I'm glad you took the time to call, John. Thanks very much.
Thanks, man. Great show.
I appreciate that. 312-981-7200. A lot of you are taking the car approach. If someone is killed in a drunk driving case, can I then sue the car manufacturer? That is a one text. Let's see. Let's find another one. Okay, Steve, ask the representative if she thinks automakers should be sued every time someone gets injured in a car crash. 312-981-7200. Al is on the line. Hello,
hey,
Al.
How's it going? I didn't hear the beginning of your conversation with the representative.
Yeah.
I've heard this theme brought out before. And anything that takes the guns out of hands of people that shouldn't have them is fine with me. You know, do we have to go over all the numbers again? Every day, 92 people get shot. You realize that two-thirds of the people who die from gunshots are suicides. I mean, look at the after effect, you know, the cost of health care, cost of police. I mean, anything that can get them off the street, because, you know, you try to do a reasonable idea in terms of getting background checks, which 95% of the people in this country agree to. Only a small percentage in Congress don't.
Well,
I mean, it's just bloodlust on the street. It's crazy. Everybody says it's crazy. Why can't we just get logical here?
Well, let me ask you this, though. There's no time for logic on this show, Al. First of all, I'll tell you that right now.
Okay.
I think there are too many guns. I think it's way too easy to buy a gun. I think that we have types of guns that are outrageous. That's just my personal view. But if you're legally running a gun shop and you're selling it to someone legally, you're doing everything you're supposed to do according to law and regulation, and then that gun is stolen or misused by someone, how do you hold the gun shop owner responsible for that? I'm not sure, but if the gun shop owner is following the written law, I don't know how he could be held liable.
What do we do with cigarettes, right? I mean, for the longest time, you know, they were quote-unquote legal, right? Even though we knew scientifically we were killing 400,000 people a year.
Okay.
I mean, what's the purpose of a gun, okay?
Well,
some will say protection, but the ultimate purpose is to stop or kill somebody, all right? Is that how we want to...
I don't know. I mean, we have a law in the book now that you can carry a gun for safety reasons, a concealed carry. I mean, it's the law. I'm not in love with all of our gun laws, but it's legal to do that. So I don't think the only purpose of a gun is to kill somebody.
Okay.
But
I just, you know, I mean, the numbers just don't lie. They just don't. And it just, I know we push up against the Second Amendment, and I'm, you know, I'm okay with, you know, legal, lawful use of guns. A lot of the folks who have access to it, all the people in the states around us, they have very loose gun laws, and they just, everybody knows it all comes in from Indiana, Wisconsin, et cetera, and there's nothing we can do about it unless we get together, have, you know, some kind of nationwide registration program so we can find out what's going on.
Yeah.
Either that or somebody else has suggested that we tax bullets, okay?
Yeah, make bullets more expensive.
That's right. And then, you know, make people who have guns carry insurance.
Listen, I think we agree more than we disagree, but I don't think we completely agree. So that's what makes the world go round. I'm glad you called, Al. Thanks very much.
All right, Matt. Thanks.
I appreciate it. 312-981-7200. We're going to make our way into the Northwestern Medicine Newsroom. One of the big stories today, you know, we've been talking about everything going on Capitol Hill and President Biden's agenda sort of hanging in the balance. He was supposed to come into town tomorrow. That's now been put off because, well, he's going to stay in Washington. It'll be interesting to see if he has a sit-down with Joe Manchin and Kyrsten Sinema, two conservative Democratic senators who could be the key to this whole thing. We'll find out. We're going to head into the newsroom coming up.